we spend time and effort talking about homelessness, ways to reach out, ways to help. My next guest approaches this not as a policymaker, not as a researcher, but as one young person reaching out to homeless young people in her state. Lena Giratli recently graduated from the International Academy High School in Oakland County. Last summer, as she headed into her senior year, Lena launched a volunteer project called Help Bring Hope. Lena, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Why did you found this effort, Help Bring Hope?
Right. Well, I've had a passion to help homeless kids since I've been 8 years old. I remember when I was 8 years old and I was just a little kid, I'd look at homeless kids and then I'd look at myself and I didn't see much difference. And I remember being so profoundly confused as a young kid. And so I just felt such desire and activism to help out this cause.
So what are the goals of Help Bring Hope?
Well, our mission statement is to save every single homeless kid in this country and to get them off of the street. Is that ambitious? Yes. But do I think it's possible? Yes. And I don't think I'm being too idealistic because I feel like this nation has the resources and we have the care. It's just about if we can really bring that out, especially with this upcoming generation. Because part of what I try to do is try to lead my fellow youth members, mm-hmm. right, in this community. And just try to help feed into this generation of advocacy and change and caring about others.
So in doing this, in launching Help Bring Hope, give us an idea of the kind of activities and some specific things you've done.
Well, we started out with our summer fundraisers, and we would involve very artistic individuals who would make bracelets, toys, just all types of arts and crafts. And then we'd sell those. I remember a few of the boys, they started like a soccer fundraising game. So the players who played in this game would like pay an entry fee. We're just trying our best to not only raise money, but hold drives and deliver those items from those drives, 100% of them.
So who's doing this? How are you getting people on board the effort?
Well, any young person knows that the social media platform is a powerful platform. And if you utilize it well, you can reach out to a mass group of people. So especially among kids. So we have an Instagram. We have a Twitter. We post and we update frequently.
What have you done in terms of maybe money raised and where has it gone?
Well, in terms of the money raised, we don't directly give that money to shelters, but we take that money and we buy supplies. So far, we have delivered over 12,000 items to homeless youth shelters in Detroit and the greater Detroit area.
I'm interested because I know this. I can tell this is something you're very passionate about. Mm-hmm. I take it, you know, you're off to college, but you're going to be able to continue doing this.
Yes.
How do you bridge the class gap as you go forward in this work? Are you thinking of that in a sense of, you know, you're from the Bloomfield Hills area and the people you're trying to help? Well, they certainly aren't. How do you think about building trust?
Yes, that's something I was actually talking to my parents about that the other day. I'm very privileged. I'm very privileged. I have a loving support system. I have food on my table and I have a shelter. And these kids don't. And sometimes when we have to go to shelters, we have to drive like miles upon miles to get there. And yeah, I do sometimes feel like I'm in this bubble. And to try to bridge that, I think it's less about here's a privileged college student, and then here's a homeless kid. Here's a human to a human. When it comes down to it, like just that human connection is what matters most.
What do you hope to happen for Help Bring Hope?
Right. I think we want to involve as many student volunteers to activate this agent of change within them. We want not only to inspire kids to help homeless kids, but we want to inspire kids to follow their own passion, whether it's helping animals or providing education to kids all over the world, ending child labor. I mean, the list really does go on. We want to just spread positivity and change. And we think it's very much so possible.
How do people find you? How do they find you on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram?
Yes. Well, we have an Instagram. Our username is Michigan Homeless Youth. And we have a Twitter. It's helping_Detroit. And then from those, you can find our Facebook link. It's in our bio. So
Lena Giratli, founder of Help Bring Hope. Thank you so much for being with us, Lena. Good luck.
Thank you for having me. It's a privilege.